This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Hey Aggies, welcome to another episode of That May Be the Chancellor. Today I'm going to meet some student entrepreneurs and learn what makes UC Davis such a wonderful place to launch an idea.
At UC Davis, we believe that when Aggies graduate, they should cross the stage with a graduate school placement, a job offer, or business venture in hand. We know that preparation for the workforce of the future will demand transferable skills as much as specific credentials. The power of failure, iteration, and exploration to unlock innovations is preparing our students for success. I'm starting out today speaking with Joe D'Annunzio, Executive Director of the Mike and Renee Child Institute for Innovation and Entrepreneurship.
I think it's so important that we are connecting what happens in the classroom and the laboratory to eventually to the marketplace.
Yet,
a lot of places are not doing that. What was the motivation here at Davis to connect those two things?
As you know, the Career Center shows that for our students, if they have a meaningful hands-on experience as interns or in a job while they're students here, they have a much higher probability of finding a path to impact. And so the idea is, how do we provide opportunities for them, like here at the Student Startup Center, at the Institute, to get hands-on experience?
What do you think is sort of the special sauce here? We talked about some of the facilities, the Startup Center, the Institute. Is it the curriculum? Is it the facilities? Is it the instruction? The mentoring, all the above? What do you think makes us?
I do think it's all of the above, but I'll pick out three things I think are really important. Our alums are incredibly important, and the connection and their willingness to give back. So our network alone has 800 mentors, and these mentors represent 100 different industries and all kinds of functions. I think the second thing is we work as one UC Davis. So there are 20, 30, 40 places across campus where you can have these kinds of experiences. And so we all collaborate to make sure that we're able to place the right student, the right faculty in the right spot. And I think the last thing is then having an open mind about what it means to be an innovator. There's all kinds of innovations, social and economic. And all 10 of our colleges and schools have students and faculty that want to have a positive social and economic impact.
Yeah, well said, Joe. Thanks so much for spending some time with me.
It was a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
I've arranged for a tour of one of the coolest parts of campus, the Diane Bryant Engineering Student Design Center. It is said that this is where the Aggie engineer is born.
Hi, I'm Chancellor May.
Hi, I'm Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Let's give you a tour today.
Nice to meet you. Okay.
Here are your safety glasses.
Thank you very much. Let's go.
This is kind of the main makerspace on campus for anyone in the College of Engineering. To your right here, we've got all our mills and lathes and drill presses, so just general manufacturing equipment. And at the tables here, you can see we've got a class going on. Right now we have BIM 107, who's manufacturing a little microscope out of their laser cutting, they're manufacturing aluminum, all cool stuff like that.
How many users approximately do we have for the center?
We maybe have like 40 users in here at once.
So you have both classes and people just coming in working on their own projects, or groups working on their own projects.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously this is our club space. We have a whole bunch of clubs, and this is obviously Formula. They welded the frame in our welding booth. They manufacture a whole bunch of the aluminum parts on our CNC mills.
And it actually does run. You can drive it.
Absolutely,
it's used in competitions.
Absolutely.
Well, I think I'd love to get into the car, but at my age, it's going to be difficult for me to get out, so I think I'm going to pass on getting in.
So this is our rapid prototyping room, where we have an array of 3D printers, and we have two laser cutters. We also have a soldering station and an electronics station. This is where a few of the classes take place, and students can also get trained in here for any of the machines.
Students have a lot of opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the part that was not around when I was a student. 3D printers have been a relatively recent development, and I wish I had things, tools like this when I was a student. I think it could have improved my education process quite a bit.
Meet Simran and Jaya, two UC Davis undergrads who won last year's Big Bang Business Competition, which provides a forum for innovators to collaborate, develop, and test business ideas.
So we're Epicense. We're an undergraduate startup in the medtech space working on seizure prediction with EEG and machine learning. So we basically have three components to our startup. We have the hardware, which is a wearable head design that is picking up electrical brain activity through surface level electrodes. And then we have the software, which is a machine learning algorithm that's running through the data in real time and being able to predict seizures. And then with that, we have the app, which is notifying the patient in advance so that way they can take measures to reduce the risk of injury. So we kind of have like the hardware, software, and app components to building our seizure prediction pipeline.
I was diagnosed with epilepsy in middle school, and I've had multiple injuries as a result of seizures since. So this is kind of a problem that's near and dear to both of our hearts, as Simran has many family members with epilepsy as well. And Simran and I met at a club here on campus called Neurotech at Davis, where we both shared passion for entrepreneurship and neuroscience.
Tell us about your team, how you guys came together, and how you worked together.
Yeah, so we are an entirely undergraduate team. We have engineers, statistics majors, all of them above. And we are separated, like Simran said, into the app, hardware, and software teams, and we've just been chugging along since then.
You guys won the Big Bang competition. Congratulations for that. That's a big deal. How did that feel?
It was great. Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of really great support from the rest of our team and some mentors that we had throughout that process, but it was just a great win for us. I mean, we had worked really hard for those couple of months in that multiple stage competition. We definitely were surprised. We had a lot of really great competition. So it was a shocker to us, but really, really grateful for the support that we had that pushed us through that.
Had a great day speaking with our student entrepreneurs and learning about their projects and their aspirations and all that they've learned in the Startup Center and in the Big Bang competition. Got to see our facilities and what the students are able to make with our 3D printers and our machining equipment. Just very impressed to see what we have for our students at UC Davis. You know, as an engineer, this is like a dream world for me. I really wish we had the same sort of facilities when I was an undergraduate student. So I'm a little bit jealous of our students, but I'm also very happy that we're able to provide this environment for them to be their best selves. This has been another episode of That May Be the Chancellor. You never know where I'm going to turn up. Hope to see you in the next episode of That May Be the Chancellor.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.